Welcome to our weekly recap of the latest news from the solar PV industry, compiled by the American Solar Energy Society. I'm Jay Warmke with solarpvtraining.com, and this is what's happening in the world of solar for the week of March 24th. Well, the solar industry is booming, no denying that, and global installations are up about 58% in 2023 over 2022. But this rapid growth is not without its problems. The rapid adoption of new technologies, inadequate and undertrained workforce, continued supply chain disruptions, and growing in frequency and severity weather events are creating a growing problem in system underperformance. Now, Raptor Maps Global Solar Report has been issued annually for the last few years, and they track system underperformance for large solar systems. They found that fault conditions causing loss of generation have grown from about 1.5% in 2019 to over 4.5% in 2023. Now, this costs system owners quite a lot of money. In fact, they estimate that losses in 2023 were about $4.6 billion because of system underperformance. Increased competition, changes in net metering policy, and selective manufacturing overcapacity are resulting in a number of high-profile workforce layoffs. LONGi Solar, which is the world's largest manufacturer of solar panels, has announced that they're going to be reducing their global workforce by about 5%. However, Bloomberg News announced, basically reported, that that number is going to be closer to about 30%. SolarEdge, an Israeli-based inverter company, has announced recently they'll be laying off about 19% of their workforce. This comes after declining sales and declining stock prices. And Aurora Solar, which is a software company in the solar industry, has announced that they're going to be laying off about 20% of their workforce. Now, they're blaming California's recently passed net metering 3.0, which has reduced compensation for net metering by about 70% in that state, which has led to about 17,000 solar job losses within the state of California. Senators Peter Welch, a Democrat from Vermont, Senator Angus King, an independent from Maine, and Representatives Kathy Castor, Democrat from Florida, Paul Tonka, who is a Democrat from New York, and Scott Peters, a Democrat from California, earlier this month introduced legislation called Advancing Grid Enhancing Technologies Act. And this is designed to incentivize utilities to upgrade and maximize the existing transmission lines in addition to adding more capacity through building new transmission lines. Now, current regulatory policy really pushes utilities towards building large and expensive new capital projects. They are allowed to bill customers not only the cost of these capital projects, but also a fixed profit margin for all of the new construction. But for operating and maintenance and things of that nature, enhancing existing, they're only allowed to bill for what the cost is of those operations. So they're really incentivized to build new things, and the more expensive it is, the more profit they make. Now, this bill would provide incentives to the utility to invest in grid-enhancing technologies, such as dynamic line rating systems, power flow controllers, all of which are designed to save a lot of money by making the existing grid a lot more efficient. And the savings can be pretty substantial. For example, rather than building two new transmission lines at a cost of about $50 million, Pennsylvania Power and Light invested just $300,000 in new sensors and controllers on their existing transmission lines, and immediately they saw an annual savings of about $20 million in avoided congestion charges. And there's concern by grid operators that the upcoming eclipse is going to result in some pretty massive disruptions to the electrical grid, essentially, they estimate that about 12% of all of the solar generation that they would normally receive in those areas affected by the eclipse will be lost, and that there will be a difficulty in matching supply and demand based on their current algorithms. This is an unusual event, and they're just concerned that the grid will not be in balance. Well, in 2017, when the eclipse went through a similar location in the U.S., these same concerns were expressed. And in fact, solar generation did fall off about 25% nationwide on that day of the eclipse. However, it turned out that demand also fell off, correspondingly, because everybody went outside to watch the eclipse. And that's the news from the solar industry for this week. We'll see you next week.